Blog Talk Radio.
Shelly Nunchuck Show. It's Sunday and it's 5:33 Standard Eastern Time up here in Maine. And yes, I'm originally Boston girl, born and bred, but up here to do some films. And of course, little co-host Kitty. I swear to God, every time she's all nice, and then all of a sudden, as soon as I'm on the show, she has to do this little love me, mama, love me. Well, she better be a good kitty. She's gonna be a little roly-poly. Yes, I love her, and I love her. Anyway, I know everybody's all excited for the Super Bowl. Well, everyone have fun, and if you're going to, you know, go out and have fun, if you're going to drink, please be responsible. You know, I mean, everybody likes to have a good time, but, you know, just don't drink and drive. That's all they can say. If you're going to have a few drinks, at least don't drink and drive. And I don't know, maybe some people shouldn't drink and walk at the same time. I don't know. But anyway, anybody watching the Super Bowl, have fun tonight and enjoy it. I will be doing a couple other things. And, you know, it's as of yesterday, now, out of good fun, you know, about Groundhog, you know, he's not a weather forecaster. It's just not a fun for many years. The Groundhog, he did see a shadow. So they say that spring is going to come early when really it's it's actually 6 weeks away, spring. So I know everybody's all excited and such. And what I'm excited for, it's close to that time of the year again, my favorite time of the year. And next Sunday, which I have next Monday off, I am so excited. It's the happiest day for me, Chinese New Year. It's that day where I gain 10 pounds of yum, num, 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 good stuff, buns and all sorts of stuff. And let me say, I get to have everything fresh. When my brother's house, oh, it's super joy day. Super happy, happy joy day. I cannot wait. Next Sunday, I'm so excited for Chinese New Year. I just have the best of time. We get films from overseas, you know, all the subtitles of all these great Asian films, and we have a blast. We eat and eat and eat and eat and eat and eat and eat. I just love all the buns, the buns, the buns. And let me say, if you don't know what buns I'm talking about, you have to Google it. Look up Chinese buns. Oh, my Lord. I'm in like heaven. And I could see the buns, like, that would be a meal in itself, because they can have, like, a fruit paste or a bean paste, but it's all sweet. Oh, my gosh. Even the plain buns, they're so good, and they're just to die for. And I love those buns. I just can't help it. I can just, like, I swear I could eat those buns all day long on Chinese New Year. It is the happiest, happiest, joyful day. It's celebration. It's Year of the Water Snake, and hopefully it's going to be something that, you know, a lot of people, I hope they have happiness and prosper. And all for my, you know, my film peeps out there, all the actors, director, musicians, I hope, you know, all your dreams come true for the Year of the Water Snake. And I just cannot wait. Next Sunday, it's going to be a blast. And I am going to be so thrilled. I'm just very happy. And, of course, you know, after that, usually it's around, it seems like in the last couple of years, it's been around the same time as Valentine's Day. And, you know, I'm just, you know, you get kind of excited because it's all about love and stuff. But really, who cares about the presents and stuff? If you really love people, you should do it every single day, not like one day for a holiday. I mean, it's, you know, it's about a certain thing that has meaning. But I think Valentine's Day is just way too commercial. I mean, it's probably the best thing to think of. The best present someone can give you is to spend time with someone. If you really think about it, maybe have a little dinner. It's not the fact of having the most expensive dinner. It's that you're spending it and spending with the loved one and such. And actually, like I said, it's something you should celebrate every day. You know, in the bottom of my heart, you know, if I love someone, it's going to be every single day. And it's just like, you know, once, you know, just for that day. And people go insane on Valentine's Day. It just became so commercial. I mean, remember when we were little, in school, we had the Valentine's, those little square things you put in and you lick those envelopes and you sit up all night, write people's name of your class and such and on there. And, you know, you'd get candy and little hearts, and they would say things on them. And now it's just like, it's so commercialized, and I see some cool things. I saw, like, a pancake mix that with pink and chocolate chips in it, and, like, all these special things, and it's like, ooh, yum, 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 yum. And, you know, Valentine's Day, I mean, some holidays you really got to think about it. I think some things are really designed for kids, and maybe that's what Valentine's Day should be designed for, kids, let them enjoy it and stuff. But, you know, like I said, love, it shouldn't just be one day. It should be every single day. And if you love someone with a bottom of the heart, they're going to know it. So what does a present really represent? You know, it's not something, you know, you can get them a present any day, not just Valentine's Day. But can you imagine, though, what they do in the stores and the floral places when you actually think a dozen roses, like the day before or the day after, they jack up the prices on Valentine's Day, those same dozen roses. So it's kind of like, you know, I mean, roses are great, but actually my favorite flower is actually a sunflower. And a rose itself, like the yellow ones and mixed colored roses and stuff, those are kind of pretty. I mean, why does something, you know, based on what love, why does a red rose have to be so much expensive compared to, like, a yellow rose or whatever? It's kind of like, now, red is supposed to represent love. But, I mean, there's so many types of love out there. I mean, why do you have to get red roses? Why can't it be something else, you know, for Valentine's Day? But anyway, to get back to Chinese New Year, I have a ball. And, you know, I don't ever get to really, you know, it's not a paid holiday for me, but I take it off anyway. So the next day, I'm going to be in a food coma from Chinese New Year. I am going to be so excited. I cannot wait for next Sunday. I am going to have a blast. I'm just going to just enjoy the films. I get so excited. And just eating the steamed, oh, yes. My big brother said it to me, his name's Ahura, but he said to me one time, he says, you just want to live in a kung fu movie. I'm like, yeah, why not? You know, I just, you know, all the stuff, all the foods, and I don't know what they're actually making, but I cannot wait because sometimes it's noodles and, oh, my gosh, they make these, they're bowls, and they're like to die for. Like, you know those spring rolls, but these are a little bit that are so fresh, they melt you off. I had one with apples and, like, nuts in them. Oh, my gosh. And you eat ice cream. Oh, my God. When you have it, you know, in someone's household, and you go there, you know, having people that actually make everything fresh, your eyeballs will pop out of your head, and sometimes my eyes are bigger than my stomach, and it's like I said, I want some of this, and I want some of that, and it's just like, you just want to keep eating. And if you ever had dim sum, oh, my God, dim sum, it's just like, it's amazing when you go to have dim sum, because they just keep bringing the food out, and you're sitting at a table, and all this food is out. If you don't know what dim sum is, just go and Google it. It's D-I-M, sum, S-U-M. Go and Google it. If you've never had dim sum, it's a must. You've got to at least try it once. Go to a restaurant, look up dim sum. They come out like ninjas with the food on these cots. I don't even know where to look. It's just like boom, 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 boom. The people just bring out tons and tons of food. It's like, oh, my goodness. It's just like heaven, and just dim sum, oh, love it. And then last week, I went to, and I'm going to say this because I know some people from work might be listening to me. There's a restaurant close to where I live, and it's spelled K-O-N. Now, a lot of people, there's different versions how to say it, and the Americanized way is con. But I was saying cone, but it's actually an Asian version of it. What it's supposed to be really is con. K-O-N-G, but here it's spelled K-O-N, so Kong, K-O-N-G, so some of my coworkers, I'm like, no, this is how you say it, but go to find it more and more, go into the restaurant, because I got to go, because I was employee of the month in December, so I got taken out to eat, and when I went there, oh my gosh, just to find out that the food is just amazing. I mean, I've gone there a couple of times, but the hibachi, and they cook it in front of you, and they put this little onion and volcano, and they light it on fire, and it's just, like, awesome, and I posted, like, videos of it on my Facebook page, and, like, just awesome. I'm actually getting hungry right now, and I'm like, oh, I can't wait, you know, when the show's done, because I need to eat. I'm so hungry. So I'm only doing a half-hour show, and, you know, if anybody wants to call in, remember that the number, there's two numbers, it's 347-989-1473, 347-989-1473. Another number is 877-907-7217, 877-907-7217. And I've been looking at, you know, waiting for some films to come out, and I just saw today It Man, The Final Fight. I think it was Anthony Wong that starred in it, and it's, I guess, so when It Man is a little bit older, and I think this is supposed to be the final film of it, and I'm looking forward to see that. Then I saw another one, Grandmaster, and it's something, I mean, there's so many amazing films coming out, but of course, I have to wait to see them on DVD. So it's something, a lot of films from overseas, you know, they're not going to play it. They're not going to play it in the movie theaters here, and, you know, living up in Maine, they just show a few here and there, but the films that I really, like, really, really love, you know, they're not going to really show them here. And I'll have to wait to get them on DVD, but that's okay. You know, I don't mind. And I am looking forward to, speaking of great films, the spring, summertime, Chinese Zodiac, Jackie Chan film, let me just say, is number one overseas. I am so excited. Hi, Jackie Chan. Happy for you. Very happy for you, Jackie. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Chinese Zodiac has become number one overseas. Amazing, amazing, amazing. I just cannot wait to see it. Now, you know, Jackie Chan's 58, but, you know, the guy's still amazing. Utterly, utterly amazing what he does. He has, like, you know, this rollerblade suit that he's, like, shooting down, like, this mountain. And just the dynamics of his aerobic to this day. He may not be able to do what he used to do, but he's still amazing. So I am looking forward to Chinese Zodiac, which is coming in the spring, summertime. So I'm looking forward to that. And Jackie Chan, if you happen to be listening, then hello, hello, hello. And I cannot wait. Once again, next Sunday is Chinese New Year. I cannot wait for all the food and everything. I am so excited for Chinese New Year. It's just the films. I know my brother picked out some great films, and this is why I'm lucky, because I get to see these films that some people have never even heard of, and it's just amazing. I don't care about the subtitles. I'm used to them. Believe it or not, my brain has gotten used to the subtitles. So it's like, I know people say that maybe they don't like the subtitles, but I actually got used to watching the subtitles in films, you know, watching a lot of Bollywood films. You know, the Bollywood films, utterly amazing. The sets themselves, oh my God, it would be to die for to work on a Bollywood film. I mean, Shah Rukh Khan, his films, utterly amazing. I wish I knew how to pronounce the other actors in the Bollywood films. I should really learn. It's just, I do recognize the actors and the actors in Bollywood films. And a great one that one of my first Bollywood films was Om Shanti Om, and it's O-M space S-H-A-N-T-I Om, and the songs and stuff, just utterly, utterly beautiful. And it's kind of like, I can't explain it, they're musicals, but it's just something, the color and the thing, the dynamics of the film is utterly amazing. The music, the dancing, beautiful, stunningly done. And I guess there's a rule in Bollywood film, I don't know what it is, everybody's happy, then there's a devastation, and then everybody's happy again. And it's just something that seems in the Bollywood films that just happens that way. So, you know, I mean, it's great, wonderful films, too, with Bollywood. And, you know, once again, I know I'm always repeating myself. I cannot wait for Chinese New Year. And I wish there was something in the queue that it was actually Asian or something, but I don't think so, because the way this is set up, I don't think there's anything, just a few songs that I actually do play. So, well, I can play a happy song, because I opened up with Battle Song, and that was actually by the man, the myth himself, Hor Zakor Jalizar, and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sanari, and I played that in the beginning, and I think the last song of the night, and this show is just a half-hour show. And if I'm going to look it in the queue, Athens, the song, you can actually look it up on YouTube. I'm going to spell it the correct way, A-T-H-N-A-T-I-S, which is also done by Horace Cordelisa and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sanari. I'm going to play that to end the show, and I got a few minutes left. And as I did state, yes, the cat is now becoming a little rambunctious little thing, a little ninja. She goes into ninja form when I'm on the show or Skyping with him. I am not kidding. She goes into attack mode. She's all nice and sweet. As soon as I pay attention to anybody on my video chat or on the show, she goes in ninja mode. And I don't know what it is. I don't know why. And, you know, it's not like I'm stepped away from her. I'm still here. It just seems like since I'm busy with something, she has to be going all ninja cat. So I'm like, I'm trying to pet her and talk to everyone all here at once. But anyway, to get back to Chinese New Year, I'm just so blessed and lucky to be able to celebrate this. And I mean, not just like celebrate it, but to celebrate people that actually know what it's all about. You know, actually, for what I think and know about Chinese New Year, I think the celebration goes on for like 2 weeks. And they also give out these little red envelopes, and it's filled with money, I guess. That's kind of cool, I guess. You know, there's more to it and such. I guess it's just really huge, and I just am lucky enough to be able to celebrate that every single year. And, you know, I'm just very thankful for that. But what else? I wanted to bring up something else on the show today. Gosh, I should write down things that I wanted to write. Anyway, you know, I'm very much looking forward to the warm weather and to be able to start doing more things. And I think after doing Falcara, I will be doing my film, The Dishwasher. A couple other projects I mentioned to people that want me to work with them, just let me know. You know how to get a hold of me to do some projects, but, you know, don't just say, you know, this and that about a project if you want me to be involved. I mean, you can talk to my admins on Facebook. You can get a hold of me and my admins, you know, they, you know, you can talk to them. I'm sorry that I haven't been able to get to all my emails and such lately. I've been very, very busy. So, you know, even working, you know, I work a 10-hour job. Every day, Monday through Thursday, and it will have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off. So it's kind of, I have very long days, and I have to get back into a better workout schedule because, you know, I love to work out. It's something my whole entire life, I've always loved working out. Before I came up here, I was actually trying to get certified to be a personal trainer and the ACE certification because I was working in a couple of gyms back home. I actually enjoyed it. I didn't mind opening up a gym at you know, like 5:30 in the morning. It's just something that it's like I've always loved getting up early, you know, something, I don't know, getting up at the crack of dawn. Maybe it's something even to do when I'm doing films, getting up earlier and getting it things done earlier during the day. So right now, I just wanted to look up in the queue here if there was any other songs I wanted to play. So I am ending the show early. I just want to hope, you know, everybody, once again, what's the Super Bowl tonight? If you're going to drink, just be responsible. Just get someone else to drive for you, have fun, just enjoy yourself at the Super Bowl tonight. And next week, I'm looking forward to Chinese New Year, so I'm very, very excited. Next week, next Sunday is the happiest day through the whole entire year. Yeah, I do enjoy Christmas and New Year's, but next week, I just cannot wait for Chinese New Year. Anyway, everyone, have a good night, and be careful tonight. Have fun, all right? This is Shelly Nunchuk signing off. Everyone, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Bye-bye.